This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Sometimes when I'm chatting with someone, I like to ask them where they grew up. I mean, because, you know, I may hear a twang, an accent, or a tidbit of a story that will make me ask, where did you grow up? Where was your childhood? And I get the most wonderful answers about childhoods. Childhoods near the desert, childhood in suburbia, but surrounded by forest, you know. A childhood by woods, a childhood by creeks or streams. Childhoods with the critters associated with the desert or the woodland or the creeks or the rivers. It's as if they've waited forever for someone to ask about their childhood, their magical childhood. And I guess I'm lucky. I'm lucky to hear the stories, at least for the first half hour. But in most of these stories, these conversations, the common denominator is wildness and the joy and freedom it brought. I have a friend in Old Bisbee, Arizona, who upon my grilling told me that she grew up in Alabama, and it was the woods behind her family's suburban home that saved her life. She was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Life sucked, but the woods didn't. And she was serious. She looked me in the eye and said, "Those woods saved my life." I think it's so wonderful that children find their joy in the wild. And the wild could be a half acre. It could be a small pond or a grassy field that you could maybe sit in and disappear. And then maybe you'd find a meadowlark nest or see a garter snake or spook a toad or smell the grasses you're sitting in. My childhood outside Louisville, Kentucky, the first 6 years involved woods, you know, reptiles, amphibians, and woods and grapevines so thick you could swing in them. But then, like I said, when I was six, we moved to a neighborhood outside Lexington, Kentucky. So lots of homes and yards, but luckily some vacant lots full of trees, nearby farmland with ponds and grassy fields and streams. And though we had moved to the suburbs, I lucked out with nearby wildness. That saved my childhood. I was never a good student, but I sure found joy in fields and creeks. Oh, so I started thinking about those first 6, 7 years in that suburbia outside Lexington, because one day my wife, Ms. Mosquitie, came to me with a folder full of miscellaneous photos. "Who are these kids?" she asked, handing me a photo of a young boy and a young girl in a creek chasing or trying to catch something, minnows, tadpoles, I don't know. I studied the photo for a good couple minutes before I realized it was me. It was me and my best friend, the girl across the street. It was me and Cricky over 60 years ago. 60 years ago. Well, I mean, that photo made me so happy. I wanted to laugh. I wanted to cry. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. I still can't take my eyes off it. Me and Cricky in a creek. Her name is and was Lucretia, but back then it was Cricky. Kids are so wonderful in those magical, magical years, right? Certainly those years were so, helped shape, you know, what was to come for me, I mean, or to come back to, because, I mean, there was a little while there, maybe I was lost. But to find joy along a creek, to realize that the desert is beautiful, well, it was those childhood years that saved me then, and have saved me now. Yeah, they have. And you know, I know I'm feeling nostalgic and sentimental. It's my birthday, and I need to do this. So hanging with Cricky in a creek as a child, catching tadpoles, collecting cattails, chasing butterflies, hiding in a grassy field. Those were magical, magical years. Fast forward to now. It's me and Ms. Mosquitie catching tadpoles, making wildflower bouquets, chasing butterflies, hanging by creeks, finding joy in the wild. Because the wild is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.